From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 68 people died in a wave of suicide bombings in the southern Iraqi city of Basra today. The attackers targeted Iraqi police, but they also killed many passersby. An Iraqi hospital official says 9 schoolgirls were killed in one passing vehicle, and 8 children on their way to kindergarten died in another. 10 Iraqi policemen were also killed. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad.
Scenes of horror and panic after yet another bout of killing. This time it was in the morning rush hour, in a southern city that's been relatively free of violence. Even by Iraq's recent standards, this was a massive attack, reportedly involving 5 suicide bombers. An official said 2 others were captured. Cars packed with high explosives were simultaneously detonated by suicide bombers outside 3 police stations in Basra and, south of the city, a police academy in Zubair. Among the scores killed and injured were children, including infants going to kindergarten, passing by in 2 minibuses. The newly appointed Iraqi Interior Minister, Samir al-Samedi, described it as a massacre.
The terrorists want to lead Iraq down the path of darkness and chaos. The Iraqi government condemns this and is determined to find these people and bring them to justice and bring an end to this cancer that's invading the body of Iraq.
There was particular anger among the British, whose troops patrol this largely Shiite city. In London, Prime Minister Tony Blair told the House of Commons the attackers were prepared to attack literally the most defenceless people that they can find, simply to cause chaos. The Basra bombings are the latest instalment in a wave of violence in the run-up to the formal transfer of sovereignty to Iraqis at the end of June. This month has seen battles between US troops and insurgents in Fallujah, a standoff in the Shiite holy city of Najaf, increased assaults on US supply convoys, hostage-taking, and numerous bomb and rocket attacks. The British Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw, said today's attacks would not derail the transfer of sovereignty, and he had this message for those behind them.
We will not allow you to derail the process of transition to a sovereign and democratic Iraq. The people of Iraq will not be deprived of the better future which they deserve. And as the governor of Basra, Judge Wahil Abdulatif, said this morning, Basra had indeed, and I quote, been safe and quiet, and the police were doing a good job. The judge went on, these people were trying to destroy that.
Basra's governor, Wahil Abdulatif, has reportedly blamed al-Qaeda, but the bombers' identities are unclear. In Baghdad, Dara Nur al-Din, a member of the Iraqi Governing Council and a judge, said he also sees a foreign hand.
The intentions of these terrorists, who are mostly supported by countries in the region, is to stop the development and progress towards democracy and turn this country into a center for settling these scores with the U.S. and others. But it will only make Iraqi people more determined to continue their progress.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.